The day sports stood still caps an unpredictable and unprecedented time in high school sports. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by SportsEngine.com. More high school sports news after this.
WISSports.net is honored to serve as your go-to source for high school sports coverage in Wisconsin. We couldn't do it without being powered by Sports Engine. Sports Engine provides us with a world-class website, allowing us to keep our focus on bringing you the best and most complete news, analysis, stats, and information on your favorite teams and players. Leagues, clubs, teams, and schools across Wisconsin are already using Sports Engine for their sports technology, and we recommend you do as well. Check them out at SportsEngine.com.
Last week began relatively innocently, but it was a whirlwind beginning on Wednesday. From the WIAA indicating there would be no interruptions to the Boys and Girls State tournaments, to limited fan attendance, to Thursday night's sobering announcement that all remaining winter sports contests would be canceled immediately. Before everything came to a screeching halt, we got one last night of high school hoops on Thursday. Among the upsets in boys' sectional semifinals, Lacrosse Central avenged two earlier defeats to Division II top-ranked Onalaska, controlling the whole game in a 55-40 victory. Staying in D2, Kaukauna got a game-high 25 points from Logan Jedwabny to upend Seymour 70-58. A couple of top-five teams went down in Division V. Bangor was edged out in a thriller by Blair Taylor 62-61, and Randolph dominated Monticello 76-54. At the Rush Center in Green Bay as part of the girls' basketball state tournament, Platteville held on to defeat Arcadia 48-55, and Wrightstown down Lake Mills in Division III contests. In Division IV semifinals Thursday night, two-time defending champion Aquinas cruised to a 73-42 win over Crandon. Melrose Mindoro had to go to overtime to get past a game Mishicot squad, as the final play of the entire winter sports season was a desperation heave by Mishicot at the buzzer that bounced off the rim. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.